This is one of the most recent turnkey that we're signing. We have a number of these that have happened over the last number of years, and we've delivered significant numbers through this delivery method. This is 24 units in convoy, delivered in two phases. It'll be delivered in an accelerated manner to try and get units for our housing list as quickly as possible. We have a number of other turnkey developments that are at the advanced stages, some at contract negotiation stage, some through planning. And we've most recently have advertised for a new turnkey process where we're inviting developers to come in with projects, and that's open for an elongated period. The last number of turnkeys, the tender period was for 6 or 8 weeks, and then you had to make a submission. The new current turnkey process is open until the 30th of September 26. So it allows developers that can talk to landowners and make a submission to us for delivery that can run past the 26 deadline. But our priority at the minute is to deliver units by the end of 26. But it leaves the process open for developers and landowners to talk to us. And what I would also say is that we in Housing Capital, and we have a dedicated team now in the delivery of turnkeys, we're very much open to developers engaging with us. We'll give as much time as we need and as they need to explain the process to them. And that's what we're hoping to do in this delivery strand. And this will complement all the other delivery strands that we have for social housing in the county.
It's a slow process and it takes a lot of conversation, a lot of negotiation. I'm sure some very tough negotiations and tough discussions as well. But from the point of view of developers and yourselves, the most important thing is to make that first step and start the conversation. Who knows where it might lead?
Absolutely. There's no unuseful conversation. We can happy to engage with people that are speculating on land. The only criteria we have is that we have to have the permission of the landowner before they enter into the formal process. But the process is very flexible and allows developers to engage with us as many times as they need. It allows them to have the assurances of maybe a departmental approval before they go to planning, and it'll allow them then, once they have planning, then to enter into a contract with us, and they have a signed acquisition contract with us that allows them to finance the project, move to site on the assurance that we will pay them the agreed price at the end of it. So they've signed agreed contracts. It makes the project so much easier to deliver.